Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Shavuos is dedicated B'schus Refuah Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
We're learning Meseches Shavuos Daf Chav Gimel. We're going to start with the Mishnah on Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, Shavuos Shlo Eichel. Someone says a shavuah that he won't eat. V'achol v'shasa, he ate and drank, and chayev al'achas. He's only chayev one chatos. Shavuos Shlo Eichel v'shalo yeshta. If he says a shvuah that I won't eat and I won't drink, va'achol v'shasa, chayiv shtayim, then he's chayiv two chatois. One for the achila and one for the shziah. And the Gemara says, Amar abchia b'ravana m'shmuel, shvuah shle'achol v'shasa, chayiv. If someone makes a shvuah that he won't eat, and all he did was drink, he's chayiv v'chatas, because shziah b'chlal achila. Yibayi seim esvarev, yibayi seim akra. You could say it's a svarev that shziah b'chlal achila, you could say it's a pasuk. Someone could tell his friend, let's eat, let's taste something, and they eat and drink. So you see that people consider shtiya to be part of achila. So you're eating the meiser of the dog in Tirish V'yitzar. What is Tirish? Wine. So you see the Vachalt is going on wine, and the Gemara shakel v'tari about it, and the Gemara says, that's the raya. So Rava says he has a raya from the Mishnah. He has a raya from the Mishnah, shtiyas b'chlal achila, because since the Mishnah said, shvuah shalai achal, v'achal v'shasa ein achai v'lachas, he said, shvuah shalai achal, and he ate and drank, you only chayev one. V'ayistai, says it's sad to be chayev two. If you're going to say that shtiyah b'chlal achila, so now we understand the shvuah is going on achila and shtiyah. Maybe you chayiv twice, once for achila, once for shtiyah. Kamash malon, since it's one shvuah, you chayiv only once. But yamid, shtiyah lav b'chlal achila, so shvuah shle'acha v'acha v'asa malacha, mi'itzel chashmina deina chayiv al'achas. Let's say he makes a shvuah that he won't eat, and he ate and he did malacha. The Mishnah would have to say in a chayiv al'achas. It wasn't nichol in a shvuah b'chlal. So Rava says, I have a raya from the Mishnah, that when you say shvuah shle'achal, drinking is chayiv, because since the Mishnah says when he said shvuah shle'achal and he ate and drank, he's only chayiv once, vice versa, both nichol in the shvuah. Because if shtiyah wasn't nichol in the shvuah, so what would be a chiddush to say that v'achal v'shasa is only chayiv once? Shtiyah b'chlal is not part of the shvuah, it's like achal v'asa malacha. So Abaye said, but what do you mean? If shtiyah is b'chlal achila, so let's look at the sefer. It says shvuah shle'achal v'shul yeshta v'achal v'shasa chayiv shtayim. Kevin amr shle'achal itzalei b'shtia ki amr shle'eshta may chayiv. If you're going to say that shvuah shle'achal is already mechayivim in shtia also, so then the shvuah shle'eshta is not a shvuah b'chlal. He already was also from the first shvuah and shvuah chal shvuah. So that's a raya that shvuah shle'achal is not kol shtia, because if shvuah shle'achal be kol shtia, so once he says shvuah shle'achal shtiyah is also asur, and now he says v'shalei yeshta, he's not being mice of anything, so why would he be chayiv shtayim? So the Gemara says, no, really shvuah shle'achal alone would include achila and shtiyah. But when you say shvuah shle'achal v'shalei yeshta, since you said shle'achal v'shalei yeshta, so now you're showing that shle'achal doesn't mean shtiyah. Shle'achal is taking more the strictest literal sense of the word achila, and eshta is a separate thing of shtiyah. When you say shvuah shle'achal stam, you mean both. When you say shvuah shle'achal v'shle'eshta, the fact that you read oy shle'eshta shows that shle'achal doesn't mean shtiyah. That means davka achila, and shle'eshta is a separate shvuah. And that's the maskonis ha'sugya. Ad kan the ikasugya that the Gemara is saying shtiyah is b'chlal achila. When you say shvuah shle'achal, you include shtiyah. When you say shvuah shle'achal alone, it's one big shvuah and achila and shtiyah, that's why ein chayev l'achas. When you say shvuah shle'echel v'shle'eshta, the fact that you said shle'eshta is megala that the shle'echel does not include shtiyah, it blames to shvuah sichayev shtayim. Now there's a shakel v'tayim machlekes ha'peiskim b'negeya our sugya, and you see from the shakel v'tayim the peiskim two different mahalchim had to understand our sugya. Like I'll explain. And we'll start from the Rivash. The Rivash in Simon Reishis on the Caliph. And he also says the same thing in the middle of the Chuvin Simon Kufn and Tess. But the Rivash and Simon Reish Sadek Aleph says a Chiddush. We have in that Mishnah, after the Shur Shle'echel V'Shle'eshta, we have the following. He made one shvur shel eichel, and he ate all these three things. He only chayev one. Shvur shel eichel pas chitim pas oyim pas kusim v'achol chayev kolachas v'achas. If he made a shvur and he read ice pas chitim pas oyim pas kusim, that blives three separate shvurs. He chayev in each one. Now the Gemara asks on that. V'domul miftu nafshim erchin aisekasi. Maybe he didn't mean three separate shvurs. Maybe he just meant one shvur. But the reason why he had to read ice three different times to pass is to tell you he's only making a shvur on pas chitim, pas oyim, pas kusmin, and not on any other type of pass. So the Gemara says, because he said pass three times. When he said pass three times, that shows he wanted three shvurs. If he would have said shvur shel eichel pas chitim, v'sayim, v'kusmin, if he would have said shvur, I wouldn't eat the pass of the chitim, sayim, and kusmin, meaning those three times have passed, and he wouldn't have said pass all three times. And the Gemara says that alone wouldn't be that way, because you'd see it means shvur shel eichel pas chitin and sayim and kusmin alone. But if he would have said shvur shel eichel pas chitin vishel sayim vishel kusmin, which that would mean all three types of pass, and echanam, it'd be one big shvur. But since he read his pass three times, he's megala daite that he wants three shvurs. And al zeh derech, the Gemara learns up the next part of the Mishnah, that shvur shel eshte v'shasa yayin shemen udvash en chayev alachas. Shvur shel eshte yayin shemen udvash v'shasa chayev kolachas v'achas. So that the Gemara asks, why? How do you know he means three separate shvurs? Maybe he just wanted to say shvur shel eshte yayin shemen udvash to tell you these three and nothing else. So the Gemara's teretz is, they were all in front of us. They were all in front of him. And he could have just said shvur shel eshte, all these mean him. And he didn't. He read us each min. That shows he wants three shvurs. The Gemara shall live atayr with it. But a yaitzif in the Gemara is like this. If the guy says a shvur, and he's koil two different things in a shvur, if he could have said them in one word, and he said those two things in two different words, that becomes two different shvurs. But if he had no way of being koil it in one word, and he said two words in order to explain his shvur, then it's one shvur. Atkan the Gemara. So what does the Rivash say? The Rivash says like this. What if someone says, Shvur shle eichel yayin, shle eshte yayin, v'shle elbash bigdei meshi. He makes a shvur on two things. He's not going to drink wine, and he's not going to wear silk clothing. Is that called one shvur or two shvurs? And the Rivash was clearing, not legabe if you chayev shtayim, because that's a negei bizman hazeh, but benegei if you matter one of them, is the other one mutter. Is it one shvur or is it two shvurs? So the chayev, if you learn the sugya, there's no way he could have said it in one word. He wanted to be called two things, drinking wine and wearing silk clothing. And he couldn't have said it any shorter. So mele l'chayr from the sugya, it's mavur, it's one shvua. Zag to Rivash, no, it's two shvuas. Because when he's saying a shvua on one pa'ula called eating, so then if eating is called a few different things, it's all one shvua. Only if he reads the ice and he's trying to make different shvuas, because you see he's trying to make different shvuas because he's saying extra words, he's being mefarad each one separately when he could have been koil them together, then it's separate shvuas. But if the only way he could explain his shvuas by saying two things, then it's one shvua. So if he says shvur shel eichel pas chitim v'shel sayim v'shel kusmin, that's one shvua, but that's because it's all one pa'ula called eating. Once it's two pa'ulas, eating, drinking wine, and wearing big day meshi, two pa'ulas, even if there was no way to be koil them together, them and mele considered two shvuas. So when there are different minim, nichl and a shvua for eating, or different minim, nichl and one shvua for drinking, it's one pa'ula. So even if he spoke out the two different minim separately, but there was no other way for him to explain his shvua properly, that's one shvua. But two pa'ulas chalukis, dainet rivash, is behechrich two shvuas. So that's why shvua shle eshte yayin v'leelbash bigde meshi is behechrich two shvuas. And you wouldn't say shvua shen hutta miksa, if he's matah shvua on one of them, the other one's still going to be aser. So Dr. Rivash, I'm going to tell you my raya. What's the raya? What's the raya to this gewaldige chiddush that when it's two pa'ulas, even if there's no way to be curl them together, it's still called two shvuas? He says, because the Mishnah says, shvua shle eichel v'shle eshte, v'achol v'shasa is chayiv shtayim. Why is he chayiv shtayim when he says shle eichel v'shle eshte? I made one shvua and he read a shloyeichel v'shloyeshta. Why isn't it called one shvua? Elamai, because achil and shtia are considered two pulas chalukas. And he says, even though they're not really so chaluk, we know that shtia is b'chlal achila. So these two pulas, I'm calling them pulas chalukas, but they're not really so chaluk, because shtia b'chlal achila. But still, the bound that's somewhat chaluk, and you said shvua shloyeichel v'shloyeshta, so meli yichayiv shtayim. So who went dim when he said, Shur Shleyeshta Yayim Shleyelvish Big Day Meshi, two Pulus Chalukas, Kolskein, you'll be Chayim Stein. So even though if you say Shur Shleyechel Paschitin, Vishal Sayim Vishal Kusmin, Yechayev won, because he just needed to explain the Shur, but that's because it's the same Pula of Achila. You see from the mission, if it's two Pulus Achila and Shti, even though they're not really two Pulus, because Shti Bechlal Achila, but they're enough Chalukim, the Pulus, to make it to two Shvuas, Kolskein Shur Shleyeshta Yayim Shleyelvish Big Day Meshi. Thus stated in the Rivash. And it's brought in the Beis Yosef and the Shach in Simon Reish Chav Tes, that when you make one shvu with two pulais, it's considered two different shvus, and you matter one, the other one doesn't become mutter. So the Machne Ephraim, in Hilchas Adarim Simon Yud Aleph, he asks a kash on the Rivash. He says he doesn't understand the Rivash, it's Tamua, he says. The Gemara explains that really you could have been called this all in one word. You could have said shloyeichel, and then shtia would have been bechlal achila, and it all would have been aser. And you went and you read shvua shloyeichel v'shloyeshta, and like the Gemara says, that's megala das that the shloyeichel means achila alone. So kumtas, you went and you bedafka said more to yeshua. You could have said one big shvua shloyeichel, and you went and you said shloyeichel v'shloyeshta. So that could be a gilui das, that you want two separate shvuas. And that's similar to like when all the yayin, shemen, and dvash was in front of you, and you could have made one big shvua on the whole thing, and you read as yayin, shemen, and dvash, so that's also, that means you mean to say you want three separate shvuas. Mashenken, when you said shvua shlei eshte yayin v'elbash big day meshi, there was no way for you to go and make it all into one klal. You had to read as the two pulas in order to explain your shvua. Mehecha Tesa, that's going to be considered two shvuas. Mehecha Tesa, to this Yisayid, that Pulas Chalukas give you two separate shvuas, as I fek the Machne Ephraim, and Nilchas Adarim Perik Yud Aleph. And the Chemne Shleime in Yevamis Daflame Beis asks the same kash on the Rivash. But the Chemne Shleime says the Teretz, and Rabbi Kivega also, and the Hagoyis to the Machne Ephraim, says the same Teretz. And the Rivash really does have a big raya from the Sugya. From Abaya. Abaya wanted to learn the mission of the Ein Shtia B'chlal Achila. Abaya says, I have a raya that Shtia is not B'chlal Achila. What's my raya? Because if you're going to say Shtia B'chlal Achila, so Kumdais, if he said Shvua Shloyeichel, that asks everything. And then he says Shloyeshta, there's nothing left for the Shvua to be Chal on. The Gemara didn't know yet that when he says Shloyeshta, that's Megala Das, that the Shloyeichel didn't mean Shtia. So how did Abaya learn the Mishnah? That forget that shvua shloyeichel does not mean shtia. Period. It's a fragment of kasha. If Abaya wants to learn up the Mishnah that ain't shtia b'chlal achila. So Mamela, when he says shvua shloyeichel, he doesn't ask the shtia, and that's why the shvua shloyeshta is chal. So Ibazai, why you take a chayiv shtayim? L'chaya, you made one shvua, shloyeichel v'shloyeshta. There was no way for you, according to Abaya, to be called them together. Abaya is trying to learn at the Mishnah, ain't shtia b'chlal achila. So how do you learn why you chayiv shtayim? So from Abaya, you see the Rivash is yisayid. That when it's two separate pulas chalukas, like achila and shtia, even though there's no way to be called them together in one shvua, still, two pulas behechrich makes it into two shvuas. That's the only way you can learn l'fi Abaya that ain't shtia b'chlal achila. Why is it that shvua shloyeichel v'shloyeshta is chayev shtai? Thus tainet Rabbi Kivega and thus tainet the Chemne Shleimei. But the Chemne Shleimei points out that he's still a little bothered with the Rivash. Because the Rivash is mashmana, even the maskana that we hold shtia is b'chlal achila, it's still genug chaluk that if you make a shvua shloyeichel v'shloyeshta because of the pa'ulas chalukais, you'll be chayiv shtayim. And the Chemne Shleimei Tain is, that's not muchrich. Because like we said, the Rai is not from the Mishnah. The way we hold that shtia is b'chlal achila, so you don't have to learn the Mishnah al's pulas chalukas. We have a different pshat. We have the Machne Ephraim's pshat. that the Mishnah, the reason why Shmu Shal Yechav Shal Esh is Chayiv Shtayim, is because since he could have been Koyel the Shmu all in one Shmu Shal Yechav, and he chose to make it two Shmu Shal Yechav Shal Esh, that's why Yechayiv Shtayim. But Be'etzim, it's not the Chilak, the Pulis Chalukas of Achila and Shtia, would be done that we hold Achila B'chal Shtia, could be it's not considered Chalak altogether. But we do have a Raya, that Abaya that held it ain't Shtia B'chal Achila, so according to Abaya, the Taka Cholak, and according to Abaya, Taka couldn't be killed them together. And we have a Raya, according to Abaya, that Pulas Chalukas are going to make you Chayev Shtayim. That's Tainet Dechem Deshleimah. He needed it for his Shtikul Torah, which he won't be Mayrach. But Benegayim, the Sugya, Vilach Zog and Azoy. Both the Rivash and the Chem Deshleimah, Lemaisa hold that by Pulas Chalukas, you Chayev Shtayim. But why they hold you Chayev Shtayim? I think they're arguing very, very stark in the Lundus why they hold Yechayev Shtayim, and it's a big nafkamina l'alacha. Because the Rivash is clear that the reason why Yechayev Shtayim is because it's two Shavuos. That's why Yechayev Shtayim, and that's what he's saying at Benigeya, that if you matter one, the other one's not mutter. There are two halachas l'maisa that's Negeya if it's one Shavu or two Shavuos. It's Negeya if Yechayev Shtayim, but that's the only Negeya carbon. It's Negeya if you matter one, is the other one mutter. Nedish hutta miksasa hutta kulai, but that's only if it's two, one big neder. If it's two nedarim or two shvuas, you wouldn't say that. It's also negaya to the din of kailo. That's what the Rivash talks about in Simen Kufn and Tess, that someone made a shvua shlayayamim v'layachlitz. He made a shvua that he won't be miyamim or chaylitz. And the question was that maybe shvua shlayayamim won't be chal, because it's shvua that he's not going to do a mitzvah. But we have the din, which we'll have in subsequent sugyas, that if you kail dvarim ha-metarim and dvarim ha-surim, it is chal. And chalitza maybe is a rishus. So the shayla is maybe it should be chal al-yidei kail. So the Rivash has been again that also. Shavuos l'yam v'l'yachlis is considered two different pu'ulais, and two pu'ulais are called two shavuos, and that's his raya from Agamara, shal'echo v'shal'yeshna, is two pu'ulais that makes it into two shavuos. So that's the insight in the Rivash, why Yitaka Chayev Shtayim, because it's two Shavuos. And the Gilyan Marshon, the Shulchan Aruch Heredei Simen Reish Lamed Ches, he brings down that the Marnach in Shuvas Mayim Amukim is Medayik from the Rivash of Simen Shin Tzadik Hei, and his famous is Mefurish in the Rivash there in Simen Shin Tzadik Hei, that even by Pulis Chalukis, the only time it's considered two Shavuos is when you said the two Pulis separately. No. Normally, even if you say two things separately, but there was no way to bekeil them together, that blime is one big shvua. Shvua shleichel pas chidim v'shal sarim v'shal kusmin. If there was no way to make the shvua clear by saying it together, that blime is one big shvua. Pulas chalukas blimes two shvuas. But let's say you managed to say two pulas chalukas with one shvua, l'mashal. You wrote down the two pulas chalukas on a paper, and you made a shvua to be mekayim everything that's in this paper. Anything written in this paper. So you only made one shvua on two pulas chalukas. You didn't read ice the two pulas. You said whatever's in this paper. The Rivash holds that's called one shvua. The case then, Simen Shin Tzadikei, is someone made a shvua that he won't divorce his wife and he won't marry another wife. And the question was, maybe he's mechuyev to marry another wife. In the Rivash's Medina, they were annoyed with Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon. So maybe he's mechuyev to marry another wife because his wife is old. She can't have any more children. And he wasn't a kind period. He didn't have a son and a daughter from her. So the Rivash says, good. Maybe he's mechuyev to marry another wife, but he's not mechuyev to divorce her. He can have two wives. So Mamela, the shvua of not divorcing her is chal. And then the kailal, the other shvua is going to be chal, even though he's mechuyev. So you see, clearly the Rivash holds, even though it's two pulas chalukas, not to divorce her and not to marry someone else, but since the way he made the shvua was, this was all written in a shtar in a document, and he made a shvua to mekayim the whole document, that's called one shvua, even though it's pulas chalukas. So the yisayin adava, why the Rivash holds that pulas chalukas, aichskayev shtayim, is mefurish in the Rivash because it blames two shvuas. And if you happen to have only said one word, one vart, and that vart happens to be called two pulas chalukas, like he wrote the two pulas chalukas on a paper and he said, shvua that I'm mekayim whatever's in the paper, then it's taka one shvua lefi the Rivash, and you'll only be chayev one. But the Chaim de Shlomi holds not the way. The Chaim de Shlomi holds that the Pulis Chalukis will be Mechayiv Shtayim, even if it's all kol in one Shvua. Because the Chaim de Shlomi wants to be Yashav Adiyik in the Rambam. The Rambam says that because Shti is Bechlal Achila, Lefichach, if you made a Shvua Shlaichav Achav Asha, say Mechayiv Elachas. In fact, the Lecha Mishnah, what's the Lefichach? If Shti would not be Bechlal Achila, you also be Mechayiv Elachas. The Rambam says because Shti is Bechlal Achila, that's why Lefichach, Shvua Shlaichav Achav Asha, say Mechayiv Elachas. What's the lefichach? If shti would not be bechlal achila, also v'achol v'shasa, you'd be ene chayiv v'lachas. So tainet techem de shloim eino. The Gemara says, what's the pshat that shvu shloi achal v'shasa is chayiv? The Gemara says, yibayi say misvara, yibayi say mikra. Yibayi say misvara, because people say, ta nitim v'az v'achli v'shasi. You say, let's eat, and they eat and they drink. Because of a pasuk. So taina techem de shleimai, if you're going to say ibayi say misvara, so you don't have to say shti is bechlal achila. If it goes so well like the ibayi say misvara, so you don't have to say shti is bechlal achila. Oilam you could say shti is not bechlal achila. And what's the reason why you chayev on shti when you made a shvur shleyachal? Because that's what he means. It's lashim b'nei adam. But really, in Torah, shti is not bechlal achila. Now, Torah says, shvur shleichel is kol anything that people call achila. They call eating achila, they call drinking achila. But be'emes and eating and drinking are two separate pu'ulas. So, ayba zay tainit dechem de shleimai, you'd be chayiv shtayim. If all you had was the svara, and you would say that really shti is not bechlal achila. But granted, that's what he means. In Lashon Bnei Adam, people call Achila Shtia. But in Lashon Torah, they say in the Halacha, they call two Pulas Chalukis. So Yitaka will be Chayiv Shtayim. So the Lefichach in the Rambam is Meduyik. Shtia is Bechal Achila, meaning it's one thing halachically. It's not Pulas Chalukis. Memela, when you say Shvur Shleyachal, you're only Chayiv one, because it'd be a Havimina, that when you say Shvur Shleyachal, you'd be Chayiv Shtayim, because that the asa shtia is not because of shtia bechlal achila, it's because of a svara. But the svara only tells you that's what he means. He means the asa shtia also. But shtia and achila are called pulas chalukas. And memel, that's why he be chayev shtayim. Zazak the Rambam, shtia is bechlal achila, lefich he only chayev achas. The Chasam Sofer in the Chedushim says a similar shtickle. He's medayik the lashon of Gemara. First, he wants to answer Taisa's kasha. Very often the Gemara asks the kasha, lomali kras svaruhu. What's the pshani? Bo you say misvari, bo you say makra. If you have a svara, lomali kra. So Taisa says sometimes the svara is not so pashit, you need a pasuk to tell you the svara. Some saifa wants to say no. You need a pasuk even though you have a svara. And he's also medayik loshen at the Gemara, the Teres Chaim is already medayik at the Some saifa brings down the Teres Chaim. It says, bo you say makra. Shtiyah bechlal achila to Amir Rish Lakish. Why did Gemara say Shtiyah bechlal achila and Ibai say Mekra? Reb Chiya Bar Avin says Shvur Shlachal v'achal v'shas achayiv. He didn't mention Shtiyah bechlal achila. Ibai say Mesvori, Ibai say Mekra. Ibai say Mesvori that people say Nitamid v'az v'achal v'shasi. Ibai say Mekra. Then the Gemara says Shtiyah bechlal achila to Amir Rish Lakish. And when you're saying Mesvori, you don't mean Shtiyah bechlal achila. Tainit Tachsam Seifet is Zal Bevart. If you're going with Svara, that doesn't tell you Shtiyah Bechlal Achila. If you're going with Svara, that tells you Shtiyah is also Aser. But it's Pulas Chalukas. And the Mela, what would be the din if you say Shvur Shlei Achal? The din would be that Achal V'Shas is Chayiv Shtayim. Because Shtiyah would be Nichol Misvara, but it's still called Pulas Chalukas. Ibai say Mekra, no, it's not Pulas Chalukas. Shtiyah Bechlal Achila. Shtiyah Bechlal Achila means it's the same Pula. So that's why only Chayiv Achas. Mamish is saying word is the chem de shleimai in Yevamis Naflam and Beis. Abba the chem de shleimai in the Chasam Sofer, I think, are very different than the Rivash. The Rivash, the Yisayda Pulas Chalukas, is that it blames two Shvuas. The Rivash says it b'negeya, ned the shutim miksasa hut the kulay. The Rivash says it b'negeya, issa kailo. It blames two Shvuas. The Rivash Lehenya says that if you say one shvua that I won't do anything that's written in this paper, that the Rivash says it's called one shvua, even though it's Pulis Galukas. And it's muchach that way in Cheshbon, because the Rivash holds it even after Achila B'shtal, even after Shtiyah B'chlal Achila, it's Pulis Galukas. That's what the Rivash says Lehenya. And that's why the Rivash says shvua shloichav shloyeshta is chayiv shtayim, because it's pulis chalukis. Even though shtiyah b'chlal achila, it's nishgunug b'chlal, it's still called chol to be called pulis chalukis. Oy bezoy, so how come shvua shloyachal v'achal v'shase in a chayiv alachas? The Rivash said it's pulis chalukis. What's pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says shvua shloyachal v'achal v'shase in a chayiv alachas. I is pulis chalukis. The Teretz is the Rivash L'shitasai. Pulis Chalukas is only Mechayev Shtayim because it makes it into two Shvuas. And it can only make it into two Shvuas when you said the two Pulis Chalukas separately. Now the Chiddush is, even though there was no way to bekeil them together, you said it separately because that's the only way the Shvuah can be made. And if it was the same Pu'ula, and you said two Minim separately, and there was no way to put them together, that's called one Shvuah. Zok the Rivash, by Pulis Chalukas, it's called two Shvuas. But that's when you said them both. But the Chiddush of Pulis Chalukas is, even if you had no other way of expressing the Shvuah, Pulis Chalukas Memeila is two Shvuahs. Mashenken, when you said them together, the Rivash has to hold its one Shvuah, because the Rivash holds that Achil and Shti, even the Maskon is called Pulis Chalukas. And the Mishnah says, Mefurish, Shvuah Shloi Achal, V'achal V'shase, and Achayev Alachas. And that's the Rivash L'shitasa. When you write them both down and say shvua that I won't do anything here, you only chayev achas. Because the yisoid according to the Rivash is one thing. Is it one shvua or two shvuas? And if you kail both the pu'ulas chalukas together in one shvua, that is one shvua. But the chasam sefer and the chand shloim and yivamis daflam the beis, them are first saying not that way. They're saying if the din would be that shti is not b'chlal achila, but nevertheless, Shvuah Shloyachal V'Shase is Chayiv because of Svara. Because when he says Achila, Nedarim is B'lashim B'nei Adam, and he means both Achila and Shtiyah together, if that would be the din, and that Lacha would be that Shtiyah is not B'chlal Achila, tying in both of them, you'd be Chayiv Shtayim, even though it's one Shvuah. So that's saying a whole different Svara, and it's a little bit Shver this Svara. If it's one Shvuah, how could you be Chayiv Shtayim? So it's Pulis Chalukas, Asher Alkein. If it's one shvu, why should it be chayiv shtayim? By them, Pu'ulas Chalukas is a svara in chatois. That even though you find, if you say shvu shloyachal, v'achal v'achal shtayim behelam achas, yein chayiv alachas. But shvu shloy, one shvu, that I won't do two Pu'ulas Chalukas, and you did the two Pu'ulas Chalukas behelam achan, the Pu'ulas are somehow mechalak l'chatois. But it's not the pshat that it's two shvuas. Can't be two shvuas, you said it together. And the chayyah then, b'negeya kailal, whether you could use, it's one shvu l'gambe, if one of them is asur and one of them is mutter, and you kail them together, that the shvu should be chal on dvarim asurim. Or b'negeya shvu should the miktsas hutu kulay, the chayyah might be called one shvu. Pulis chalukas and mechal chatois, not that the mechalik shvuas. And that's why even when you kail them together, it would be considered and you're going to have to say this yisayin that lamaskana that shti is b'chlal achila, it does not lie pulis chalukas, and that's why the Mishnah says shvu shloyachal v'achal v'shasa is ein echayev alachas. Because the big chiddush the chasam sefer nechem the shloime that at one shvu it could be chayev shtayim because of pulis chalukas, and the Rivash that the shach and the beis yosef brings down mechayev doesn't hold that way. Mechayev holds that the yisayin of pulis chalukas is dafka because it's two shvuas. But I found the makar for them in the Rivash, and in the Rimagash. The Rimagash, if not Lechayr Mamish, says the vart. Because when the Gemara says that Rava wanted to bring a raya that Shvuah Shloyachal V'Shase is Chayiv, because he says, I have a raya. The Mishnah says, Shvuah Shloyachal V'Achal V'Shase Ein Chayiv Alachas. Bishlam, if you say Shtiya B'Chlal Achila, so you have to explain, Ein Chayiv Alachas. But if you say Shtiya Lav V'Chlal Achila, so Shvuah Shloyachal V'Achal V'Asim Lachim Yitzvah Hashmin Ein Chayiv Alachas. If you're going to say that the Shvuah asks Shtiyah, you have to explain it's Ein Chayiv Alachas. Now, Shagin, if the Shvuah Bechlal doesn't ask Shtiyah, so what's the Havin? It should be Chayiv more than once. You only the Achila is being Chayiv in the Shvuah. The Shtiyah is like doing Malacha. So the Rimagash read Zeis, and if you're going to say that Shtiyah is Bechlal Achila, what's the Chiddush that ye'en echaye v'la'achas, zok deri megash, because you would think that even though shti is b'chlal achila, but it's still considered chalok to mechayim shtayim. Kamash malon that shti is b'chlal achila, v'hanu kamoy achila achas. That it's just like one big achila, zok deri megash. So the Rimekash is mefurish that on the mission of Shmuel Shloyachal, there'd be a half a minute that Achal Vashasa is Chayev Shtayim, that Shmuel Shloyachal will be koil both Achila and Shtia, but you'd be Chayev Shtayim. And the reason why you're not Chayev Shtayim is because since Shtia Bechlal Achila, it blames Ein Achila. The Chayev, it's mashma very clear in the Rimekash that if it would be Pulis Chalukis, even though you've been koil them in one Shmuel, the Itaka be Chayev Shtayim. Like the Ksam Seif and the Chem de Shloimei. So let's chazer over what we said. The Rimagash says a chiddush that when you say Shmur Shlei Eshti Yayim V'Elmash Big Day Meshi, when you say two pu'ulos, even though there was no way to say it in one kail, so when you have one pu'ula and two minim, let's say, Shmur Shlei Echol Paschitim V'Shal Seyim V'Shal Kusmin, that would become one Shmur. Only when you said pass, or by Yayin, Shemin, and Dvash, when they're lefanov, and you could have been koiled them together, and you still read it ice, that makes a different shvuas. But if you had no way of being koiled them together, it's one shvua. But it's two pulas chalukas, that would become two shvuas. And the Rivash's raya is that shvua shloechav shloyeshta is pulas chalukas in yichayev shtayim. And the Machne Ephraim asks, that's because you could have been koiled them together with shloyechav. And the Chandra Shleimik Vegas say, but the Raya is from Abaya that holds it, ain't Shtiyah B'chlal Achila, and still he understands that Yechayev Shtayim. Why? Because Pulus Chaluk is the Mechalik. But the Rivash's Mechalik is that Pulus Chaluk is the Mechalik them into two separate Shvuas. And that's why you wouldn't say Kail. And that's why you wouldn't say Shua Shutta Mekhsar Sutta Kula. But if you only said one word, like Shvuah, then I'm not going to do whatever is in the Shtar, the Rivash holds Avad the only Chayav Achas. It's one Shvuah. And that's why Shvuah Shloi Eichel, V'achel V'shasa, even though the Rivash holds that's called two Pulis, but you only Chayav Achas. Because you only made one Shvuah, you coiled them together. Mashen came, Nechem the Shloim, and Nechsam Sefer saying that when you have Pulis Chalukas Stam, that Guf means Yechayav Shtayim, even though it's one Shvuah, even though you coiled them together. And the Chayim Makar to them is the Rimagash, because the Rimagash explains that the Havimina, that Shvur Shloi Achal, Eine Chayiv Al Achas, the Havimina to be Chayiv Shtayim is because Achil and Shtia are different. And the Maskana is, no, Achil and Shtia are the same. It's Mashu from the Rimagash, if the Taka, two Pulis Chalukas called together, you would be Chayiv Shtayim. That's the Sugya. And now let's see the next Sugya, the Sugya Achav Gimel and Beis towards the Banim. The Mishnah said, Shvur Shloi Achal V'Achal, when you make a shvu, you won't eat, and you eat something which is not right to eat, or mashka which is not right to drink, you potter. Shvu that he won't eat, then he ate something which is treif, and the veil is treifus. Shkotzim is behemoth, tameyas, shemasim is bugs, he's chayiv on the shvu. Reb Shimon potter, Reb Shimon holds you potter. So Gemara starts off. And that lechayim means even treifa food which is not ready to eat. So the Gemara says, "Holy kasha, reisha b'stam v'seifa b'mefarish." When you stam say shvur shloichel, you only mean things that you are otherwise intending to eat. Things that are edible, and also things that are kosher. Mashenk, and anything which you weren't intending to eat anyway, because it's not edible or it's not kosher, you didn't mean that. So it's not nichel in yeshvur, min astam. But mefarish, if you say explicitly that you mean something which is not kosher, so then, even the veil is chev v'shkotzer amasim yichayev. So the Gemara says, how could you be chayiv? Even if you're mefarish, how could you be chayiv a shvua that you won't eat nevelus treifish katsur masim? It's mushum asinai. You already made a shvua and asinai that you won't eat it. So what? How could you be chayiv on this shvua you're making now? So the Gemara has two terutzim. Rav and Shmuel Bechanan say they were talking about the Kail. The Kail, Dvarim HaMutarim and Dvarim HaAsurim. Since the Shavuah is Chal on things that are Mutar, it could also be Chal on things that are Asur. And Rish Lakish, I may have to, might say, even Mepharish Chatzi Shir, Libra Darabanan. Either you said Chatzi Shir, and it goes like Darabanan that says that Stam Shavuah, you need a Shir Kizayis, but if you Mepharish, then it's Chatzi Shir. Ibe Stam, Libra Darabakiva, the Amr, Adam, Eser, Atzer, Becholshu. That the pshat is that the shmur is on the chatzi shir, which there you're not called mushbevayim in Mar Sinai. But don't state in the sugya that if someone makes a shmur that he won't need a kazayas of nevela, he's not chayiv for the shmur because he's already mushbevayim in Mar Sinai. Now pashtus and as I state in kama rishenim and achrenim, mushbevayim Mar Sinai is the same thing as ein issachal alisur. You have the klal in the gemara many times ein issachal alisur. Like, let's say Yom Kippur won't be chal on the Issa Nevela, or maybe that would work out Kailu. And this is what Asugi also discusses a little bit about whether Issa could be chal on the Issa B'Kailu. But without the Sor of Issa Kailu, you'd say Yom Kippur won't be chal on Issa Nevela, or you have Eishas Ach on Achay Sisha, when two brothers marry two sisters, a whole Sugi Nevamis about it. So the same thing here, when you make a Shmua, not to eat something which is already aser, go source in issachal aser. Taisus and Dafchav Zayin Mefurish says that way. That the insight is that when the Gemara says Mushvayim Mar Sinai, it means that's ein issachal aser. And as I state also in the Balamar at the end of the Perek, because we'll get to it. On Dafchav Zayin, there's a machloikis by Nishbul Kayim as a mitzvah if it's chal or not. It's a machloikis. And Taisus wants to say that Stafka by a key mitzvah say, Mashain Kain, a shvuah to Mekayim a mitzvah loisa say, like a shvuah not eat nevelas, everyone's maskim, because Agamara says, Menastam, Mushbeva Aymid, because a shvuah and a key and say, that you don't have the story of an Issachal Lisser. Mashain Kain, a shvuah and a key and loisa say, a shvuah not eat nevelas, there's an Innova and Issachal Lisser. Balamar also says similarly, the Balamar goes with the Shita, that Nishbel Kayim as a mitzvah is only up to a carbon, it's not up to a malchus. But the Gemara Makkas is Mefurish by Shvuah Shleachrish B'Yamtif, that he won't get Malkas either, unless he says it B'Kailal. So he says, because that's different, that's a Shvuah. The Mekayim Eloisa say, thee you have the din of Ein Issachal Alisur. So that's one way to learn our Sugya, that the Yisrael Dover is the regular din of Ein Issachal Alisur. There's an Eidim Yehuda, an Arachayim Simon Lamed Vav and Agah, that he says, he also in the tshuva, he seems to Naman, it also goes to Altsein Issachal Lisser. But in the Agah, he mentions that the Lashon Mushbevayim Mar Sinai is not Mashmein Issachal Lisser. Let it say in Issachal Lisser, what's this new Lashon of Mushbevayim Mar Sinai? It's Mashmein that without the new Svar of Mushbevayim Mar Sinai, you wouldn't say in Issachal Lisser. It's Dafka because it's Mushbevayim Mar Sinai, Shvua can't be Chal on a Shvua. But he writes, at least he suggests such a svara that maybe it's not al tzein issachal lisser, but that's in there wouldn't be a din of ein issachal lisser. It's another din of ein shvuah chal shvuah. So really I have to understand both these things. As why wouldn't there be a din of ein issachal lisser? That's first of all. And second of all, what is this new din of ein shvuah chal shvuah? So first, and why there wouldn't be a din of ein issachal lisser, Rabbi Chanan and Kai Vitzar is similar to Gimel Eis Aleph. He, first of all, he wants to say that the Ran holds this way. He brings a Ran that says that the Nedarim is not Chal on Isurim, and Shvuah could be Chal on Isurim. It's because Shvuah is different. It's Mechadah Shechi of Karbon by Shvuah. That's why it could be Chal on Isurim. Since that Svar wouldn't apply to Ein Issachal Lisser, because Ein Issachal Lisser, it wouldn't make a difference that it's more Chamer. Al-Kabanim, he wants to learn in the Ran also the same type of thing, that is not Altsein Issachal Lisser. It's a new svar of Ein Shvuah Chal Shvuah. But he says, what's the reason why you wouldn't say an Issachal Lisser? So he says, he brings him a Taisus in Gittin, that the Issa Shvuah is not because of the Maisa, the Issa Shvuah is the Chil Hadibur. The Issa Shvuah is that you're not keeping your word. And you're making that your Shvuah should l'mafreya be a Shvuah Sheker. That's the aside of the Issa Shvuah. So Meili says, that's why it's not Shaykh and Issachal Issa, because the Issa Teira is on the Etzim Chayfetz. The Etzim Chayfetz is Chalon in Issa Teira. Mashenkein, the Issa Shvuah, that's not an Issa to eat the Chayfetz Betzim. It's an istu mechal yedibur. It kind of comes on dating the chayfetz, but it's a completely different place where the iser is. One is an iser achila on the chayfetz, and one is that God on dating the achil the chayfetz will come at an iser chil dibur. You wouldn't say an iser chal iser b'chay gavna. He says the mashal, if you have, let's say, if you walk out on Shabbos eating a nevela and you swallow the nevela on Shabbos, so someone might say, maybe you shouldn't be over on Shabbos, because you're already over, you're ready with muzer not to eat this nevela, I'll say it's a nevela. And now it came Shabbos, and you carried it out in your mouth, and now you can't swallow it, I'll say it's a Shabbos, because that would be anocha, that would be carrying on Shabbos. That would be the gemara of the malach of carrying, al yidei you're swallowing it on Shabbos. So would you say, in isra chal isra, he's avadanat, one's in isra achila, one's in isra etzor, it's two different isurim. Here's also one's in isra achila, one's in isra chil dibur. That's why you won't be able to say enisa chalalisir. But like we said, the Ari Shainim, Taisis the Balamar, a lot of Achrainim, then before showed there is enisa chalalisir. Could be they hold by Shvu also, it's chalalisir Shvu on the Chayfetz. We already spoke about this abyssal. We got the din of Chatzi Shir. Now the Avnei Meluim, in the Shaal Shachuvus at the end of the Sefer Simen Yud Beis, he holds you have both swords. He holds Sai have the sword of enisa chalalisir. And say you have the Svar Vein Shvur Chal HaShvur. He's also Medayik to Mishbe V'aymed. But he holds Tam and Svar. He doesn't hold like Rebbe Chanan. He holds that, why shouldn't you have the Din of Ein Issa Chal Lisser? But he holds the reason why the Gemara said Mishbe V'aymed is because Mishbe V'aymed is Maisif more than you would say by Ein Issa Chal Lisser. He brings, the Shach says in Yeridei Yisim and Reish Lam and Ches, let's say someone makes a Shvur that he won't eat Nevelis. And then he gets sick, but even he's a Chaylish Yesh B'Sakana, and he has to eat the Nevelis. So, should he be matter the shvur? So at least he won't be over on the issa shvur. Issa nevela has to do as pikuach nefesh, but as a shvur he has an etzik, he can be matter the shvur. So normal, we're not going to be matter someone to be over on the shvur, even in the case of pikuach nefesh, when you have an etzik, it can be matter the shvur. But zok the shach, you don't have to matter the shvur because it wasn't chal a shvur not eat nevela. It wasn't chal mishvavay meharsina. As I state the shach in Yeridei Yisim and Reish Lam and Ches. So the Prima Gaddim and Arachayim in the Psikha Tilchus Pesach, it's Chelek Beis Perek Aleph at the end of Eis Tez Zayin, he says that an Issachal Issa just means that you don't have another Einish, but there's still an Isser, there's still an Aveira. Like the Gemara says in Yevamis, even if you hold an Issachal Isser, but it's an Afgamina Lekarve Ben Yeshom Gemurim, that they get a bigger Isser, they get a bigger Aveira, and when you bury them, you have to bury them in a more chamadika place. You can't bury a bigger Russia, in the same place as a smaller Russia. So Vaisdes, it is an Aveira. It's just not an Einish. So he doesn't understand. So why would the Shach say that you don't have to matter the Shvur because it's not Chal, it's Chal. There's a din of Ein Issa Chal Alisser. But that means the Aveira is Chal. As I affect the Prima Gadam on the Shach. Now the Bemisin is a big arichas about this Inyan. When you have a nisr chal alisr, does that mean that the second nisr b'chlal is not chal? Well, there is a second nisr. It's just that the second nisr, you don't get an einish. It's only an afkimina legabi the einish legabi malchus legabi carbon legabi the einshim, but not legabi the etzem avera. See, Reb Shimon Shkab and the chedushi Reb Shimon and Darim Siman Aleph also the kovitz aris of Bechanan also says mamish the same raya and Siman Lamed they being a raya. And the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis in Krisa says that even though Basa B'Cholav is Asa B'Hana, but if you take an Avela and cook it B'Cholav, it's not going to become Asa B'Hana. Because since the Issa Basa B'Cholav can't be Chal in an Avela, and Issa Chal Issa, so who at Din, it won't become Asa B'Hana. Only when it becomes Nesa B'Achil Alts Basa B'Cholav, then it becomes Asa B'Hana. But you have an Avela that you cook in Cholav, will be Mutta B'Hana. That's what the Rambam holds. So they bring a raya from there that the Rambam al karcha holds that the issa is b'chal nachal. If it's only a din legabe the einish and the issa would be chal, so why shouldn't it be an issa or not? So being a raya, the Rambam doesn't hold this yisayit. Beis Halevi is marach about it also in Simen Mem Dalet. It's a big shmuz in the achrenim. By ein issa chal issa, is the pshat that the veir is chal, it's just not the einish? Or is the pshat that the veir is b'chal nachal? So Rabbi Chanan explains, so why does it have an afkemina l'chayvi ben Risham Gemurim? He says, because you have the simbasa isser. The simbasa isser is also something, but the isser itself wasn't chal. Al kapana, the prima gadam nemzon, not the way. The prima gadam nemzon, that when you have an isser chal isser, the isser is chal. And that's why he's bothered with the shach, Now, why does the Shach say when someone makes a shvuah not to eat nevela, and then he becomes a chayla sheish v'sakan, he doesn't do matter the shvuah, because anyway it wasn't chal, but the issue was chal, it's just the einish. So the Avnei Melum says the following. The Avnei Melum, like we said, he brings an eid b'yuda, but he says he doesn't hold an eid b'yuda. He says, be'emesin and issa chal issa would pass by shvuah also. But he says, but why did Gemara say mushma v'ayimid? So he says, for this reason, because if it would only be al sein issa chal issa, then the issa would be chal. If the issa would be chal, so me'mela, like in such a case, you'd have to be matter the shvuah. You just don't get an einish. Mushma v'ayimid is a pshat that the issa is b'chal not chal. The whole shvuah is b'chal not chal. And after Kamina also says, let's say the first issa goes away. But ein issa chal issa, we always know, the first issa goes away, the second issa is chal. As I state the Gemara in Yavam, Islam is based. Mashayin Kain, by Mujba V'aymed, the Pshat is a Shvuah, is B'chal not Chal. So that's the aside. Mujba V'aymed means the passage can Shvuah when there's another Shvuah there. There's no mucking for a Shvuah to be Chal. You can't make a Shvuah if there's already a Shvuah there. So because we have three Malchim, you can learn the Gemara Mujba V'aymed means Einis L'chal L'Isser, and that's a Kamer Shayim and Achrayim learn, and there's no new aside by Shvuah altogether. You can learn, if I carry it the other way, that there is no din of Einis L'chal L'Isser by Shvua, and the Svara, the only Svara knows Rabbi Chanan Svara, because the Isser Shvua is Chil Dibur, and the male, the Isser of the Nevela is Isser Achila, so it's two different types of Yisurim, there won't be an Isser L'chal L'Isser, all there is Ein Shvua Chal Shvua. And you can learn like the Avnei Melun, that there's two dinim. You have Einis L'chal L'Isser, but you also have Ein Shvua Chal Shvua, which Avnei Melun is saying is more of a din, because Einis L'chal L'Isser would mean that the Isser is Chal, which is not the Einish. Explain this not so partially, and everyone holds that way, but that's what the Prima Gadim Nemzon. Mashaykin Ein Shvua Chal Shvua means that nothing's Chal. Now, Achreinim asked, Afikayam, Chelek Aleph Simulam Avav Eisbeis, Sifkan Gimel Avi Ezri, and Perikei Milcha Shvuas, they're bothered by Akasha, that by Nishbal Kayim is a mitzvah, like we said, the difference in Nishbal Kayim mitzvah says say and mitzvah says say, by Nishbal Kayim mitzvah says say, Kamri Shainim hold that Batsim the Shvu is Chal, it's only a Ptur carbon, but Lagami Malkus the Shvu is Chal, the Ranan Dharm speaks about it on Daf Ches, and the Balamar that we mentioned towards the end of the Perik, that was Batsim the Shvu is Chal, Lagami Malkus. And Batsim, you need a Ptur, you need, the Gemara has a Drosha. Why Nishbal Kayim is a mitzvah is Nachal Matov Rishus Afero Rishus? Well, Hare Lehitiv, the Gemara later on Dafkav Zayin. There's the Yisoid, like the Avnei Melum is saying, and the Chayyad Neid Bidu also seems told this way, that Stam Mishbah V'ayim in Ein Shvua Chal Shvua is Be'etzim Yisoid. You can't have a Shvua be Chal on another Shvua. So what's the Pshat by Nishbal Kayim is a mitzvah that'll be Chal for Malkus? The Rebbeinu talks about Hilchos Darim Simen Chav Tes. V'ayin laharech, it's not a sugya mamish, al-kapanam dashtey navni meluim. And the Rebbeinu also is saying that Yisayid in Rabbi Chanan. There's a new Yisayid of Ein Shvua Chal Shvua, Mushba V'ayim, and there's an Ayi Yisayid. It's not Midin and Issa Chal Issistam. It's not Shaykh for a Shvua to be Chal when there's already a Shvua there. Kobe Nechanami, could be according to Sar Mishayinim, or Kam Mishayinim, it won't stim. But that's the Yisayid they're saying. So those are the three mahalchim. If Mushba V'ayimid is the regular din of an Issa Chal Lisser, or no, there is no an Issa Chal Lisser, there's a new din of Mushba V'ayimid, and according to Avnei Melum, we have both. You have an Issa Chal Lisser, and there's a new din of Mushba V'ayimid, like we explained. Now let's go weiter. The Gemara answers the kasha of Mushba V'ayimid Mar Sinai with two terutzim, like we said. Rav and Shmuel Rebbe Yechanan say that was talking about Kailal, that he made a shvua on Dvarim Mutarim and Dvarim Asurim, so Memela, the din of Kailal, since the shvua is Chal on Dvarim Mutarim, Memela it's also Chal on Dvarim Asurim. And we'll speak more about the din of Kailal by shvua in the subsequent shiur. And Mishlokish says that it's by Chatzi Shir. He made the shvua on a Chatzi Shir, either like Rabbi Kiva, where shvua min Astam is Chal on Chatzi Shir, or you said that the shvua should be in Chatzi Shir, like the Rabbanan. And in those cases, there's no problem Mishma V'aymid because you didn't need a shear of nevela. So the Gemara asked Kasha, Bishloim Rabbi Yechon, Amakir Rishlokish, Temukum Amasisin, Kedivei Hakol. El Rishlokish, my time al Amakir Rabbi Yechon. And we'll see the Hemshech of the Sugi in the next shear. But Al Kapanim, for now, the Gemara says the reason why Rabbi Yechon didn't hold the Rishlokish is because he wanted a Zetzai in the Mishnah Kedivei Hakol. According to Rishlokish, you can only Zetzai in the Mishnah like Rabbi Kiva that a Shvu is Chal and Kol Shu. And Taisus and Rishayim say, well, why can't you set sign by Mefarish? And that wouldn't be Kedivri Hakol. Because that's an Akimta. Well, that could only stim like the Rabbanan then. Al Kapanim, the Gemara says the reason why Rabbi Yochanan didn't learn the Mishnah, like Rish Lakish, the reason why he didn't say that the Pshat in the Mishnah, why there's no problem, Mishbe V'ayim, it is because the Tumah Chatzi Shir, was because that would only fit like Rabbi Kiva. He wanted his Zetzai in the Mishnah Kedivri Hakol. So Taisus and Rishayim will ask Akasha, is a machlokes in Yuma between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish? If Chatzi Shir is Asim in a Torah, or Chatzi Shir is only Asim in the Rabbanan? Now Rish Lakish goes very good l'shitase. Rish Lakish holds that Chatzi Shir is only Asim in the Rabbanan, and that's why he holds a Shvu can be Chal in a Chatzi Shir, because Chatzi Shir is not Asim in a Torah. But Rabbi Yochanan holds that Chatzi Shir is Asim in a Torah. So that's why he can't go like Rish Lakish. Because even Chatzi Shir is Asim in a Torah, so Chatzi Shir also is a problem of Mishuv Ayim Mer Sinai. So why did the Gemara say that Bishleim Rabbi Yechalam Rish Lakish the Mukla Masis and Gedivri Hakel, which sounds like that Be'etzim, Rabbi Yechanan could that sound like Rish Lakish, it's just it will be a Deichik that you have to Zatzai in the Mishnah like one Tana, the Chayit is a much better reason. Rabbi Yechanan holds that Chatzi Shir is Asim in a Torah, and the Mela, even on the Chatzi Shir, Shvur shouldn't be Chal. And there's a machlokes Rishayim malacha lemaisa if according to Rabbi Yechanan a shvur could be chal on chatzis shir. The Rashba holds that a shvur lemaisa cannot be chal on a chatzis shir like Rabbi Yechanan. And he says the Gemara picked on one teretz or the pshat is when the Gemara says bishlam Rabbi Yechanan la'amik Rish Lakish, the Gemara had to answer also why Rav and Shmuel don't hold like Rish Lakish. And Rav and Shmuel, we don't know that they hold the chatzis shir as asim in a teretz. So that's why the Gemara put it all together and said a tam which would fit in even if Rav and Shmuel would hold the Chatzis Shir is not Asim in a Torah, but there's a reason why I didn't say like Rish Lakish, because Mukhama Masnis and Kedivei HaKoyel. But Allah Lamei said, Rav B'taka holds, we bask in Chatzis Shir Asim in a Torah, then Lamei says, Shmuel won't be called the Chatzis Shir. But Taisus and the Ritva and the Ran, they will hold that a Shvua, even according to Be'echa, the Chatzis Shir is Asim in a Torah, but it's Mukhama and the Gemara that a Shvua would be called the Chatzis Shir. Because the Gemara said, the Mukhama Masnis and Kedivei HaKoyel, nice dice, Rabbi Yechanan could say the tam of Chatzis Shir. But what's pshat? If Chatzis Shir is asim in a Torah, why could a shvua be chal? So the Ritva learns quite simply, because Enes Echal Lissa, he goes at the side of Mishbah V'Aymed as Enes Echal Lissa, and he says an Issa Choma could be chal and Issa Kal. So Mela, that's why Chatzis Shir is asim in a Torah, but there's no lav. And shvua is a lav. So shvua is an Issa Choma could be chal and Issa Kal. But that's not so pashit. It could be an Issachal Lisser is even an Issachama can't be Chal an Issachal. Taisus says a little differently. Taisus says, even though he says that an Issachal Lav could be Chal an Issachar Asay, and it brings a Raya from the Gemara later, so it sounds like Taisus holds that an Issachama could be Chal, can't be Chal an Issachal, because a Lav is more Chama than an Asay. And still a Lav can't be Chal an Issachar Asay. But he says a Chatzi Shir is less than Issachar Asay. Chatzis Shir, since it's not an assay, leka filu assay le isa ba'alma lechashu mishbev ahimit. So what's pshat in Taisus? If you say like the Dvas Tam, an isa chama could be chal an isa kal, so you understand, Chatzis Shir, it doesn't have a live, it's an isa kal. But Taisus mashmet isa chama could be chal an isa kal. But since Chatzis Shir is not even an isa assay, so an isa could be chal. What's the vart? I mean, it is asir, it's asir min atayra. How do you understand that agdara? So Shimon Shkop, in the Darim Simin Yud Gimel, he says, it's a whole different type of an Isser. He's medamit to what we said earlier. It says that Taisan Yivamis Taflai Medalad, that eating a nevela while you're carrying it, you'll be over on Shabbos, even though it was already Asr as nevela, because it's two different Isserim. There's an Isser Achila, there's an Isser Eitzah, even though the Isser of both of them are being done by the same Isser. He says, Chatzis Shir is also that way. Chatzis Shir is a whole different type of an Isser. It's an Isser of Chazis Terufei. It's an Isser that you're not actually doing an Aveira, but it's Asim and Atera to do something which is Chazis to start for something else and become an Aveira. It's a different Sug Isser. There's an Isser Be'etzim. You eat this. This is a Macholus Asuris. That's by a Kazayis. And if you make a Shvu on a Chatzis Shir, so Mefarish is Kiberi Yadami. That blives like a Shir. That's the same Sug Isser. That's an Isser Achila. That the Zach itself has an Isser Achila on it. But if the Isser Torah of Chatzis Shir is a Pshat is Be'etzim, there's no Isser Achila here. There's an Isser to do an Achila, which is not an Achila by itself, But since it could be an achila, so mainly you can't do it. But not that you're actually doing an achila sisr. Achila sisr needs a shir. Unless you have by shvuah, then the achila sisr doesn't need a shvir. Mefarish nami kiber yadami. But that's when the issa is the achila gufa. But chatzi shir of shadis issa is not the achila gufa. That's not an achila. Achila needs a kazayas. The issa is to do something which is not an achila, but could be mitzarif to an achila. It's a different type of an isser. So in that, you don't say an isser chalal isser. Upon him, that's Taisa's svar. But then there's the Ran svar. The Ran, l'chaya, is not going with the din of an isser chalal isser like we spoke earlier. The Ran l'chaya, the mashmayis of the lashon of the Ran, is going with this new svar of mushbe v'aymet. That when you say a shvuah to do something which is anyway also mean they're isser to do, so the shvua can't be chal because it's already a shvua there. It's mushba v'aymet. Not the din of any sechal lissers. So why do you have that by chatzi shir? So the Ran says a gevaldige yisait. The Ran says that anything that's not mefurish b'teira, you don't say mushba v'aymet on that. And the Ran's mayrich, and he wants to also learn that it's mevur in the Gemara that chavola, the nishba lahara lahaita, the nishba to harm yourself, That the shvu would be chal, to harm yourself. Even though there's an issa teira to be chayvul ba'atzmai. He wants to say, that's learned that from Midrasha. Mavakami learned that from Midrasha, the din of chayvul ba'atzmai. It's not pashib shat in the pasuk. It's not mefurish b'kra. And memela, you don't say mushba v'ayim, and suddenly it's not mefurish b'kra. And the same thing, mechatzi shi, it's asim in a teira. But it's not mefurish b'kra, it's either svara, or you learn that from kol chayla v'ribli. It's not mefurish b'kra. You don't say mushba v'ayim if it's not mefurish b'kra. He says it's also in the Darim Dafches, Legabi Talmud Torah, where the Gemara says that if someone makes a shvua, that he's going to get up early and learn Torah, the shvua is chal. And the Gemara says, why? I ain't shvua chal, and shvua is mushma v'ayimit. So the Gemara says, Kevini boy pot the namshe shachas v'arvis, he's not called mushma v'ayimit. He could be yitzah, ski of Talmud Torah just in the morning and at night. He's not called mushma v'ayimit and Talmud Torah. Now, a lot of Yishayim will learn a kapshutai. There's no more chiyuv talmud Torah than morning and night. Yesh l'harich b'zev ein kamakim. But the Ran in the Darim Dafches says, no, it's not true. Avadi mechiyuv to learn Torah all the time. V'gisu b'yayim v'layla. Mechiyuv every second to learn Torah. So what's pshat in the Gemara that he boy put in Avshei b'shachas v'arvis, b'kishma shachas v'arvis? So it's not called mushba v'ayimin. He says, because it's not mefurish b'kra. Mefurish b'kra is only Krishma Shachar Sarvis. B'shachvu v'kumecha, that's what's mefurish b'kra. Everything else, the chiv of learning Torah every rega, is taka deraisa, but it's not mefurish b'kra. And that's his yisayid, you don't say mushba v'aymed if the issa is not mefurish b'kra. So this is the Ran, he says it here in Chedushim, he says it in Darim Dafches, he mentions it on the Ran and the Rif and Shavuos, a little bit later in the Perek. He mentions it in the Tshuvah Saran, which is brought in the Beis Yosef and Simon Reish Lametes, and it's actually brought up Psak Halach and Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Lametes of Dalid, that anything that's not Mefurish B'Torah, Shvuah could be Chalon. But it's a Mizl Shver in Svara, like the Ridvaz in Chelek Gimel, Simon Tuf Nun Tes. He asks, what's the Chilek? What's the Chilek if it's Mefurish B'Torah or not? The Mushba V'Haimid was on everything. Now, for listen, it's not clear. Akapanim, that's the Yisayit of the Ran, and it's Kepaskint in Shulchan Aruch. And like we said, the Rashba argues on the Yisayit. The Rashba holds that you'd say Mushba V'aymin, and also, the Rashba holds is there's a din of Enisa Chal Isser, because an Isser Chama can't be Chal an Isser Chal. Akapanim, that's the three sheetahs. The Rashba holds Be'etzim, a Shvua cannot be Chal, on the Chatzi Shir, because the Chatzi Shir is awesome in a Teir, and he's Matcha the Gemara, and the Gemara says, Bishlam Rabbi Yechon al Amik Rishlakish, because Mukam like Divi Akail, Rabbi Yechon and himself, that's him anyway can't learn like Rishlakish, because the Shvu won't be Chal on the Chatzi Shir. It's only for Rav and Shmuel, because maybe they all the Chatzi Shir is the Rabbanan. But we have the Ritva that says an Issa Chamer could be Chal on the Issa Kal, and we have Taisis that says that even if an Issa Chamer cannot be Chal on the Issa Kal, but an Issa Chatzi Shir, which is not even an assay, you could have an Issa Chal on it. And Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Shimon Shkop, says that the Svara is because it's a different type of an iser. It's not an iser achil, it's an iser of chazlitz tzeruf. It's a different type of an iser. I forgot to mention, Reb Shimon also says that's why you say that iser could be chal and iser derabanan. Even though the shita Rambam is an iser derabanan, is nichol in the pasuk of leisasu, which is leraisa. So why can an iser be chal and iser derabanan? What happened to the pasuk of leisasu? Avaita with the same yisayit. It's two different sugim of isurim. Leisasu means it's not stam asat to eat it. It's also you have to listen to the chachamim. And an iser of a Torah, it means that it's bad samasati. It's also two different sugim. And you have the Ran, which is the Chayyar going with the Surah of Mushba V'Aymid, not of Enes Echalissa, but like Ein Shvua Echal Shvua, and he's Mechadish, this you say that Mushba V'Aymid is Dafkan things that are Mefurish Bikra. It's brought back in the Beis Yosef and in the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Lamates, but the Shtikl Tzarech Biya, the Svara, why should Mefurish Bikra be different? And the Imam Shechmu in the Sugya, Fatentasis of Shleika Derech Achilase in the next year.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Maclaimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.